USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has delivered his annual State of the Union address. He touted his achievements on trade, the economy, and health care. He also took aim at Democrats.
If we hadn't reversed the failed economic policies of the previous administration, the world would not now be witnessing this great economic success.
And joining him in the chamber, some very special guests.
Joining us in the gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido.
The president also had his wife Melania give broadcaster Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That comes after Limbaugh announced he has cancer. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave the Democratic response to the State of the Union. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for an end to the liberal automatic early release of convicted terrorists. USA's John Clemens reports.
20-year-old Sadesh Aman was shot dead by police at Rwanda on a stabbing rampage on a busy South London street that left three people injured. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, typically convicted terrorists have been released halfway through their sentence, but that must come to an end.
But I hope people understand that the anomaly we need to clear up is the process by which some people are still coming out under automatic early release without any kind of scrutiny or parole system.
Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for this latest attack. I'm John Clemens.
It was a good day on Wall Street. The Dow was up 408, the S&P up 48, and the Nasdaq up 194. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The number of people apprehended at the southern border has dropped for 8 months in a row. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It follows crackdowns by the Trump administration, including forcing asylum seekers back over the U.S.-Mexico border to wait out their claims. A Homeland Security official told the Associated Press on condition of anonymity the total number of encounters with border officials in the month of January was about 36,000. That was a 10% decline from December. It includes apprehensions of people crossing illegally and migrants who were declared inadmissible by border officers at a port of entry. The official said the number of encounters with border officials over 4 months was around 165,000, when a year earlier during the same period, it was about 242,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of homeless children and youth enrolled in public schools has reached 1.5 million, which is a record high, according to a national nonprofit. The National Center for Homeless Education, which is funded by the Department of Education, found it was up 15% from 2 years ago. Under education law, children and youth are categorized as homeless if they're residing in shelters, cars, motels, or with other people temporarily due to the lack of alternatives. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.